This is Fill Our Hearts with Thoughts of Endless Nighttime, a Captain America movieverse fanfic written by Tora Kowalski and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains the pairing James Buggy Barnes, Steve Rogers, with additional tags for pre-slash, pre-canon, canon era, vampires, prompt fic. Author's notes. For things seen, things made, for the mythical creature slash human prompt. Title from My Chemical Romance's Vampires Will Never Hurt You, because I'm the worst. Bucky cocked his head to the side and frowned. "Why are you outside in the dark?" he asked. He wasn't sure who this kid was, but if he was one of theirs, Sister Kate would tan his hide if she caught him outside in the snow without a coat. The boy looked up. He was really pale, lips and skin almost bloodless. "I don't know," he said. He rubbed his hands up his arms and shivered. "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to..." He looked around. "Where am I?"
"St. Mary's," Bucky said. "You're on a fire escape."
That was the other weird thing. He'd woken up to a strange noise and found a pile of clothes out on the fire escape. Except when he'd climbed out the window and poked it a little, there'd been a person inside. The boy didn't look confused anymore. He looked kind of panicked. "I'm sorry," he said, stumbling to his feet. Or trying to. He sank back down to his knees before he could get far.
"Whoa,"
Bucky said, catching his arm. "Are you sick?"
"No,"
the boy said, but it sounded like a lie. He looked at Bucky in a way that was almost pleading.
"I'm just hungry."
"Oh, hey, that's okay. We have food." Bucky was going to have to spin a real good tale to Sister Jane about where it's gone, but that was okay. He was pretty good at making up stories. The boy seemed to shrink in on himself.
"That's okay," he said. "I should go."
"No," Bucky said, before he knew he was going to. He didn't know why he wanted to look after this kid, but he really did. "What's your name?" It seemed for a second like he wasn't going to answer. Then, "Steve," he said. He held out a hand to Bucky, who took it automatically, even though it felt like kind of a ridiculous thing to do. His hands were ice cold.
"Whoa," Bucky said. "Come inside. You're going to freeze to death."
Steve laughed shakily.
"I'm not," he said. "I'm all right."
He started to pull away, but Bucky held tight to his hand.
"Why are you being so stubborn?" Bucky asked,
then lowered his voice to a hiss so he wouldn't wake everyone else up. Steve closed his eyes.
"I can't," he said miserably. "But thank you. I appreciate it."
"I'm going to start getting offended," Bucky said. He puffed up his chest a little and wished he had more of a chest to puff up.
"I'm trying to be hospitable."
For a brief moment, Steve smiled like he thought Bucky was funny.
Bucky was funny. Bucky was hilarious.
But then he folded back into himself. "It's not safe," he said. Bucky opened his mouth to explain that it really, really was. Sure, the nuns were bossy, but they were nice with it. But then Steve added,
"For you."
Bucky folded his arms.
"Gonna explain?"
he asked. Steve shook his head, but he didn't really look strong enough to argue much. Apparently, not even against himself.
"I don't need food," he said.
He started off quiet, then dropped to a whisper.
"I need blood."
Bucky had been leaning forward to hear better. Now he jerked back.
"You need what?" he blurted, and then hushed himself before Steve could.
Blood? Like, from cows, or...
But he knew that wasn't the answer, and Steve was already shaking his head.
Not cows, he said miserably.
He made a real effort, and managed to stand all the way up this time.
I'm going.
Bucky was almost stunned enough to let him, but he couldn't do that.
Where?
He asked. He couldn't think where Steve could go to get blood, but what did he know? Maybe there was a whole underground network, like with the speakeasies that he wasn't supposed to know about. Steve shrugged.
Further out? Away from people?
He rubbed a hand over his mouth like it was sore. In the moonlight, his lips looked cracked.
I think I fell asleep. I must have sleepwalked here. I'm sorry.
Because there's lots of people with blood here? Bucky asked.
He kind of liked Steve, but he was going to fight him if he tried any Dracula tricks on any of the little kids.
Steve didn't answer. Just looked miserable some more.
You must be pretty bad off, Bucky said. What are you going to do?
Steve looked away.
Nothing. I'm not going to eat people. His eyes flashed fiercely. I'm not.
Okay, Bucky agreed, nodding slow.
I believe you. You're just going to, what, not eat people until you die from not eating people? How long will that take?
I don't know exactly, Steve said. He bit his lip, and Bucky noticed that his teeth were flat and normal-looking. He thought they'd be pointy.
A while. That sounds like it wouldn't be much fun, Bucky said.
He fiddled with the sleeve on his nightshirt.
How much blood are we talking? Because I've got some going spare, but you can't have it all.
No, Steve said immediately. No, I can't do that. I don't even know your name.
Bucky,
Bucky said, and grinned.
There, that's settled. Come on.
He shoved up his sleeve and held his wrist out to Steve.
Don't take it all, mind.
Steve stared down at Bucky's wrist, like he was being given something terrifying and amazing at the same time.
It was kind of like how Tom Jenkins had looked when Bucky went down on him that one time.
I can't, Steve whispered. He lifted his hand and pressed cold, shaky fingers against the back of Bucky's wrist. No.
Go on,
Bucky wiggled his wrist from side to side, hiding his triumphant smirk when Steve grabbed it tight and held it still.
Just a little, Steve said, sounding hypnotized.
He leaned in and pressed his mouth to Bucky's wrist. His lips were dry, but they still made Bucky shiver. Then he drew back his lips and,
oh, right, there were the pointy teeth.
This slid into Bucky's skin easy as anything, making two tiny pinpricks that blood welled up from. Before Steve clamped his mouth around them and started to suck.
Bucky's knees went weak all at once, but he made himself stay standing. It wasn't blood loss. Steve hadn't taken much yet. He just felt kind of blown away. It was like getting a kiss or his dick sucked, but warmer, softer, more personal somehow.
Steve pulled back before Bucky wanted him to,
but it was probably for the best, since Bucky was feeling a little swimmy.
Steve's lips were stained red with Bucky's blood, and there was a healthy splash of color right across his cheekbones.
Bucky felt a stab of satisfaction, because he'd done that.
Thank you, Steve breathed, sounding just as dreamy as Bucky felt. Then his eyes narrowed. Are you okay? He put his hand on Bucky's shoulder, and Bucky couldn't help swaying toward him,
even though that just made Steve look more worried.
I'm fine, Bucky said. He looked down into Steve's open face, long blonde eyelashes, big pupil-blown eyes.
You want to come in?
In, Steve said. But you know what I am now.
I really do,
Bucky agreed. He slung his arm around Steve's shoulders.
Come on, come in. You need a place to sleep, right? The nuns won't notice one more.
Steve had definitely been relaxing into the idea, but now he froze, planting his feet. For such a little guy, he was freakishly strong.
I can't, he said. I can't go into churches anymore. It burns.
Most of Bucky's happy fogginess got swept away on a rush of sympathy.
Bucky would have been delighted to find himself an excuse to miss church, but Steve sounded real sad about it.
We'll work that out, Bucky promised, squeezing him with the arm still around his shoulders.
Promise.
Steve turned to look at him, face close to Bucky's.
Yeah?
He asked.
Yeah,
Bucky said.
Come on, trust me.
This time, Steve let himself be led, and they climbed in through Bucky's window together. The end. Reader's notes. This story was recorded for Dr. Fumble's McStupid for Potoween 2018. For Trick, you asked for horror with a sign of gaslighting or mystery, and for Treat, you asked for sexy vampires or other mythical creatures. So, it's got the word mythical in the original story prompt, and also it's about Vampire Steve, and also Bucky totally got off on it, so it counts as a sexy vampire. I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope it made your Halloween a little spookier. Thanks for listening, and have a nice day.